Sasha, the many, Linden, Shiva, Gracious, and Tom came tonight. I really thank you very much. Each one really has different perspective and different things to say about the Shiva's salvation, Nitzchem, you know, the Shiva, different points of the year to bring them to Nitzchem. At this moment, we all feel a tremendous sense of the deep loss of Veda. I personally myself really feel dazed. I don't remember ever feeling this way in such a way. The Shiva Ramesha is in the Yeshiva Shalaila. Who could forget him here a year ago, or more than a year ago? He defined for us what Yeshiva is. It was Erevitz going back to Seoul, and then a few days later finding out they would need a major operation. When I was 20 years old, the Rebbe Shlom sent me one of the biggest gifts that I've ever received in my life. That somehow I ended up in the Yeshiva Beis Talmud to learn by in that year. I can say that I sat by the Shir, but it gave me a different perspective of what learning is, what godless learning, what enables the thing is. The Mishnah, the Rishi would often quote the Chazal, the Medrash, the Eimachal called Eisav Eisav, She'emo Mazel Berkiyo, that Maka Eisav Oimo Magada, there's no single blade of grass plant that doesn't have some kind of higher force that hits it, strikes it, prods it, and says it to grow. You know, every blade of grass has a spiritual movement that allows it, that prods it, and says you have to grow. For myself and many others that are here, I'm very touched that they came. He was the Rebbe that prodded us to grow in Torah, humble in Torah, to really connect to the genius of what Torah is about. I hope to share that a little later. The Yeshiva would also point out that when the Torah talks about Mount Torah, before Mount Torah, the description of Mount Torah, as the Pesukim says, that he kindless and broken, the Haman Kaveh Al-Har, the Kol Shefer Chazak Oyev. The Torah describes Mount Torah, the description of Mount Torah. There was thunder, there was lightning, it was heavy clouds, the sound of the shofar was very powerful. And after Mount Torah, the same description, it says, the Av saw the ravens of Koilus as a lepidim, there's kol shofar as a roshim. They saw basically the same thing, except instead of saying roshim, instead of telling us there was thunder, lightning that is, it says over there that there was lepidim, flames, torches. Yeshiva Stam used to explain, what's the difference? Why is before Mount Torah is described as lightning and after Mount Torah it's talking about torches? And he said the basic difference between lightning and the torches are light. Lightning gives tremendous light. Really, the whole sky becomes lit. Look at the torch. The torch is really limited. On the other hand, lightning is momentary, it's only for that second, for a few seconds. A torch is much longer. But a bigger difference is that a torch, we don't have the capability to control. We don't have to be able to give it over, we don't have to take it. Like lightning, that is. But torch, we have the ability to take the torch and give it over. And he said that the basic difference is that before Mount Taylor, the Taylor was in Shemayim, we weren't able to take that Taylor and give it over. But after Mount Torah, Klal Yisrael received the Torah in a way that would be Mekabel. Rashi was a master Rebbe that gave over. We'll see the many Talmidim that there are, different Talmidim. They took many different aspects of Rosh Yeshiva, but they all are Talmidim. And we're lucky tonight to have two of them, as I said, others that came and Mitzvah, and we love them to come to Yeshiva to speak about Rosh Yeshiva. Everyone has their personal relationship. So it's a big comfort for us that they're here, that the real Talmidim. So first, I want to ask the or from Gronger, the Shino shop, Talmud will be behind us with a specific flavor of the Shishin.
What was this Hasadah? What was the Hasadah for this Adam God? everybody knew whatever you spoke to him, he could tell you of the Gemara and the Tosfos and the Rosh. Now remember, if I would tell him over a Tosfos, if I would change him a word or two, he wouldn't be happy. He would change the word right away. No, stay that late. They never bought the Tosfos. Every word in the Tosfos comes. To stay over the shame, the good shame, even that came out of Rabbi Nepal, to talk to Rabbi, to speak about Rabbi Nepalila, and to say that he would have all the shame and everything that he would see, and everything that he saw, he was crippled, and everything that he saw, but they got out of with them. And it was Meir the Rois, Rita Hasagir, and the Mensch of Gewusel, the Diasate, Chutzpah. He would come and ask to swallow. My son was in a cradle and asked to swallow. And he would come by once a week, maybe not in this, but not in Mishnah, but in the Mishnah in Paris. And he would tell him, well, I'm D&D Mishnah. He would get up there and say, Shem. Like he knew the Mishnah with the Rishonim and everything. Not only he knew the Mishnah, not only he knew what the Rambam says, he knew what the Rashi says, but he had a stickle tail and he was able to say the Mishnah without the period. Sometimes you say a shir without the period, if you said that shir a few times a day. A shir, just from any Mishnah that you learn, and to walk in there week after week, and to say a shir is a gewaltic godless learning. It's a gewaltic clock. It's a gewaltic when he understood it, he had it in his pocket. So it's like something that you have in your pocket, just take it out and you have it. He had everything in his pocket. In Nigla, in this, all these men, I don't know this, but Nigma, but the Gevusik, all over, that clock. Where do you find each other? What bothered him if I wouldn't say over the Rashonim exactly the way the Rashonim of the Rashonim is? It bothered him. I didn't say over the Rashonim of the Rashonim exactly the way they were. And I was thinking, how could you define such a person? Everybody knows. That in Meisim, there's a Meisim Bishle Musa, and a Meisim which is not Bishle Musa. Not space off the Meisim. In the Sula Sishon, the Pelik Balad speaks about how to get a person to do a mitzvah Bishle Musa. So he speaks about the Shlemei Hadas. Shlemei Hadas is a new asog of a person. His das is not only in his maizim has to be shlemei, but in the das and the chochmah that outside shlemei. There's nothing which is said which is not shlemei. So that is I know Shlemei Hadas. And the Mesul Sishon says, the Shlemei Hadas, he alone or other, the Mashi is boy of them. כי רק השלמות הוא הדוח הרבוי הוא שייך לבן, ולא יזו לזה. מה אני חושב שאני חושב שזה דורות? If I have the shlemus, I don't need anything else. I have shlemus. If I don't have shlemus, I have everything that I have to think. That's shlemi adas. שאין רע גודל מחיסון השלמות ויחד ממנו. There's nothing worse. There's nothing hard that could be less than a person doesn't have shlemus. In Hamsoyim, Chaseyre, Hashlemus, Mashurah, Dibegu, Ahavosim. Viyavosim. Lastly, is the Tzoyloi, Lo'ovdoi Vilema of Shalom. What's going to happen if it's not going to be exactly like this? I'm going to miss, I'm not going to be Vilema of Shalom. Something is going to be missing. It's going to be missing a mashal. So we say back there about Leman, Lo'i Diga Lo'ik, Vilei Neyla Dabo. The whole idea that the person is Yegeya in the Slavic. How can you say that? Somebody wants to make $1 million. And he made $1 million minus $10. He's missing $10 from $1 million. But he's there and so Yegeya legit. Oh, Hashem, he got most what he wanted. So he's missing a small piece. So he didn't get what he wanted. Why is that the man like Nigal Lorik? Why is that called Lorik? I was saying it's not Lorik. I think the terrace of the Shaila is, I saw that one of the Mamorot, the Zichin Shmur, or Shmur Zosti, the end of the first century, they both gave up. Yes, the Shaila. He said, come out a little different the way I'm going to say it, but he saw it the same. Rabbi Yochanan the Mashiach asks him on the Pasuk of Esos Yisholu, why is the name of Ho'a Rab Pasuk of Esos? Now we know that the Chilik in Oilam Hazeh and Oilam Abbas, in Oilam Hazeh is Kli Reikram is Masik. Kli Mole is Eile Masik. Something that's full is Eile Masik. And Oilam Abbas is the other way around Chazal. Kli Mole Masik and Kli Reikram Eile Masik. What is Kli Mole and what is Kli Reikram? Let's make Kli Mole Masik. So in Rabbi Ruchim, Kli Mole means, and let's call it Kli Reikram means, when a person really is not missing anything. It's only that I want. Lo'ilam Hazeh, Taiva is not something which is in the keys. Taiva is something that the person wants. And when he gets his Taiva, is he satisfied? He's not satisfied. Now he wants even more. Mishi yesh lo'yimodeh, waits for Messiah. And if he has Messiah, he wants dollar ways. So, state b'chazal ba'hivoi, so, if you're mad at him, he's loved, he's hungry, then he's satisfied. But however, if he must be oin, then he's loved. Why is that? Because the tzias oilom hazeh is oilom from reikon. Reikon means there's nothing there. There's only a desire. Only lust. I want this, I want that, I need this, I need that. But when you have it, are you happy? Or you need other things? You always keep on eating. That means that you have nothing. Oilom habo is an oilom from yesh. La'amsel lo'oya ve'yesh. Oilam ha'bor is oilam from yesh. It's a metzias. There's something there. And that's called kli mole. When you have yesh is ma'afzik more yesh. When you have teira, it's ma'afzik more. It's ma'afzik more. It's keseda ma'afzik more. When a person doesn't have shleimus, so he has a void, he has a chasar. He's missing something. There's a void, there's a chasar. And the mokim that there is a chesaron, that chesaron is rik. The man will nigga the rik. If we have chesaron, that will nigga the rik. When a person has shleimus, then he's not yagea the rik. He got a yesh, he got a mitzvah. But when a person doesn't have shleimus, that means that there's something missing. If there's something missing, is that part that's missing, the fa'ala void. That part is chesaron, and that part is rik. The neighbor, when you have to have shleimus, a meisah, then a meisah shleimus. Chochma dafir zayn shleimus. How can I know a tesis? Nishmet moshe the tesis. How can I know the sugya? Not with a whole amum and amum from the sugya, everything around. How can I know one sugya? Not everything else in the shas, which has a shaykh from the sugya. How can I send the sugya back and going into the amkas of the sugya and going into the midrashim up to the nabetesh. Who had a more audio on nabetesh like a ratio of every vacha for a couple of nabetesh? Who learned, who looked at a nabetesh and learned that every vacha in the nabetesh like a stick of the word? You can't complain it. Not only one nabetesh, every nabetesh. Other than 10 nabetesh. Because I have to know everything. Because this is Shlemei Hadas. Shlemei Hadas means that I know everything. That's what it sees for Shlemei Hadas.
Today,
your name. A maser from the hail, a maser which is pure, only good the Matan Hashem. So he couldn't take the money from the prosperity. So he told them, having wasted the other, you can't. In Ekech, I'll take anything, the chutzah says that. Will he say when I get shot? commission of Minim, there's that table, the passion of Yemach. The passion to the scholar Mahmoud Dover and Achos. El Shemila, he mean a kazois, but see it so him. Shem Machlis was taking Yusuf, he puts in the Yira in himself, is with see it so him on the scholar. The Moira is no way, because he has Yira. Yira is like a fire burning in the person. The fire of heaven, the mention of burning the fire, the person is very, has to do things. That's because he's afraid of anybody else. But that is the truth. She must have the Kilboy, Ma, the Midas Abir. Yira means when the person has in himself the Midas Abir for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That, if he has that, that makes the person being a yard. From the seed. The seed must be fit that ish to serve for the Mamish in the person. That ish is the Midas Abdin for the Mamish. The person has that, the Midas Abdin for the Mamish. So how far does he get with that Midas? How does his ice and paper? How does his legal commitments look? Things that he helped that he couldn't do without in any matter that he was. If he was strong, if he was meek, if he wasn't fearless so enough, but how could he do it without to get his life? Well, that is what he sees. It's Eish Boyer, the Midas Abdin Mont, as it has to be that way. Only a thing which comes, Machas, absolutely is of the person. That's the thing that a person has. I think we say this initially.
Shaptu, be a father,
meaning of Bekav Lechalev. Bekav Lechalev. You cannot do that. Very little. Bekav Lechalev. He was thinking how he can be Mechabed to other person. To say that. But that was his Mahus. The Mahus was a Metzias from Brach. The Mahus was a Metzias from Kret Shamayim. This Mahus was an Etzer, was a Hefzer from Taylor. It was the Etzer like that. It's not that he got it for someone else. That he picked up a line for someone. That he picked up a hogger for someone. He made his goof be like that. And then the goof could be Meshaber, not a Mishbach, different heights and different madrigas. His limit at table that would be with other people. State by the Ezra and the Avon. State Avon Avina State by Yorek as Chanichov. The Russian State by Yorek. The Chazal say the word of God Taisis. That it's the Russian with the Rat Taisis the Lord by Yorek as Chanichov mean that he learned table with the Ezra. So the Ran, Ka'odot Ha'meirik Mikri Al-Kri. Person learns when he puts text forth one clearly into another. There's two ways of teaching Torah. Today there's a way of learning Torah through a tape recorder. You open up the tape recorder, you hear the person speaking, you hear the person reply, you hear it in the tape recorder. What is the difference if you hear his wife or you hear his tape recorder? You see exactly the same thing. The difference is when the tape recorder is not talking. You hear the tape recorder. The tape recorder is not talking to you. By Yorek is Chanichov, Ka'odav Ha'meirik Mikri Al-Kri means that when you took it, you poured from one bottle to another bottle. The Rebbe pours into the bottle of the Talmud, pours into the Talmud himself. Certain shaykhs and the vehicles who are Rebbe that Talmud that he makes that you pour in direct, or Adam Habeinik Mekliyakli. That's my Yorak Yishanich. That's the way of knowing we don't learn Tehra the way as well as I know. Tehra must be Lush and Sreikla, or Adam Habeinik Mekliyakli. When you talk to him, the way he wanted to be masked to you, he wanted you to understand, was in such a way, such a chibur, such a avar, that he wanted you to understand that Mamish, he would take the things apart and he would be Ka'odav Ha'meirik Mekli Al-Kli. He would pour it into you. Not you would hear Mr. Kalteira and you know what he said. He would put it into you because just like by him who was a Hatsmias, he wanted by you it should become Hatsmias. Well, that a Chelik from the mention. It should be a part of you, not something that you know, more knowledgeable. It should be part of you. This should be you yourself. That's by your own experience. Wasn't there a lot of the Talmud? When you come in, the Shalom Aleichem, and he would say, walk in. Everybody would be the biggest high just by him walking in before you would say the Shema. Just by saying the Shalom Aleichem, well, what do you have here? What do you see? His Chachma wasn't only a Chachma with negative side, a Chachma is other, Toyah Pan. The Chachma went through and through, and he felt that the Chachma was coming out of you. He wasn't a person that smelled a lot. But the person, when he saw it, he made such a good feeling, such a geschmack, from Pasha that he was feeling next to him, that the radiance was coming from him to you. The shine and the radiance that he had is like he's giving over that shine and that radiance to the Talmud that's listening to him. Avraham Avinu was the best, the Hayyei Pachasa. I mean, Avraham Avinu should bench everybody. Somebody will come to you, he's not benching. Well, Avraham Avinu was his Boruch, he came to Boruch. Person, a Rebbe, is supposed to be the common pillar, the give over the Talmidim, that's very easy. We have the data to use your active. So he had so much treasure in him that when he became a Shabbat, you had a Shaitis for him, the data went over, it's great for him to do his new book. There was so much treasure there, any matter, anything that you touch, was a really active there. Wasn't really good.
Thank you.